We want to take a few minutes now to remember the hugely talented and flamboyant rock and roll star Prince, who died today. Known as his Royal Badness and the Purple One, Prince won 7 Grammy Awards, earned 30 nominations. Many of his songs topped the pop charts, and he won an Oscar for the original song score to the classic film Purple Rain. Prince died today at his studio in Chanhassen, Minnesota. He was 57 years old. And joining us now is Tim Riley. He's a Boston-based music critic, assistant professor at Emerson College, and author of several books about rock and roll. And Tim, thanks for joining us. This caught us all by surprise. What's your reaction?
Well, Anthony, it's a huge shock, not only just for his age, but he was out on tour last week and fighting off the flu, apparently, and had an emergency landing of his plane in Illinois at one point, but was recuperating, was on stage since then, and had also just surprised the whole music industry world by announcing his memoirs.
Yeah, now we should say, Tim, from what we're reading, we don't know. There is no cause given yet for his death, but sad to say, Prince has died at the age of 57. Sum up his incredibly prolific career. This was a man of huge talent. Sum it up for us.
Well, yeah, you have to say your headline is going to be freakishly talented. When I saw him in 1989, he was one of the more effective and commanding band leaders I'd ever seen. And he also took a moment on the stage at different points. He would sit down on every single instrument as if to school his band members that he was going to be the best bass player, the best drummer, the best guitarist, the best singer. And he really was. I mean, he would sit in on drums, and you would think, "Oh my God, he is actually the best drummer in the place." And you got the feeling that if someone had handed him a flute, he would have been like the greatest fluters too. I mean, he really had this kind of Mozartian natural genius about him.
I'm really glad you brought that up, Tim. You know, I was just staring at the New York Times obit that has just been published here, and I just want to read 2 lines because it sort of echoes what you say. Prince recorded the great majority of music entirely on his own, playing every instrument and singing every vocal line. Then, performing those songs on stage, he worked as a band leader in the polished, athletic, ecstatic tradition of James Brown, at once spontaneous and utterly precise and riveting.
Yes. Yeah. So when you see him on stage, you would definitely think of James Brown. He clearly had James Brown in mind as a major influence. Also, Sly Stone, George Clinton and the Parliament, the Funkadelic Act, and also Jimi Hendrix. I mean, there's a way in which certain guitar solos you would come away saying, "I don't think I've heard anyone play guitar that magnificently since Jimi Hendrix." Prince's genius lay in weaving all these influences together and yet still holding his own. He had a very unique sound, a very unique kind of songwriting style. His was an incredibly distinctive tone and manner that he would hit, and also themes. He would always sing about sex and God in the same sentence, almost as if they were the same thing. And you would immediately know if it was Prince on the radio. There would never be any question.
Tim,
so
let's
fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Purple Rain, perhaps his most famous album. Of course, it also became a film. What influence did that work have on the world in which Prince inhabited?
Well, people forget, but he was facing an uphill battle playing a hard heavy metal guitar rock style, the same battle that Jimi Hendrix faced, because if you were black, you weren't supposed to be playing rock and roll. You weren't supposed to be playing mainstream guitar sounds like that. That wasn't supposed to appeal to black audiences, and that wasn't the box they wanted to put you in. And he also had his big breakthrough with Purple Rain in the very same season that Michael Jackson put out Thriller. And Michael Jackson sold 30 million copies of that album. And so Prince's answer was to create a movie with a magnetic, compelling, electric musical performances in it. And his album sold 13 million.
Wow.
So even in a day when Michael Jackson was beginning to become a cultural touchstone and a god, Prince was able to say, you know, Michael may be big and famous, but I've got my own turf to plow here, and it was a very impressive achievement. The joke used to be we would call Prince the Black Michael Jackson.
Huh. Well, that's Tim Riley. He's a Boston-based music critic, assistant professor at Emerson College, and author of several books about rock and roll, including the most recent Lennon, Man, Myth, Music. He was remembering Prince, who died today at the age of 57. Tim Riley, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
And listeners, stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.